Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a two-day visit to Indonesia tomorrow to attend ASEAN-India Summit and East Asia Summit. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman asked banks and financial institutions to ensure customers nominate heirs to help reduce quantum of unclaimed money. Teachers' Day has been celebrated throughout the country today. President Draupadi Murmu to confer national award on 75 teachers in New Delhi. Polling underway for bipoles to 7 assembly constituencies spread over 6 states. 13 crore rural households given tap water connection to the last 4 years under Har Ghar Jal scheme, says Jal Shakti Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat. And in cricket, BCCI announces Indian squad for World Cup 2023. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Indonesia from tomorrow to attend the 20th ASEAN-India Summit and 18th East Asia Summit. The two summits will be hosted in Jakarta by Indonesia, the current chair of ASEAN. The ASEAN-India Summit will be the first summit since the alleviation of India-ASEAN relations to a comprehensive strategic partnership last year. It will review the progress of India-ASEAN relations and chart the future direction of cooperation. The East Asia Summit will provide an opportunity for leaders of ASEAN countries and its 8 dialogue partners, including India, to exchange views on issues of regional and global significance. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has asked banks and financial institutions to ensure that their customers nominate heirs which can help reduce the quantum of unclaimed money. Addressing the inaugural session of the 4th edition of Global FinTech Fest 2023 in Mumbai today, the finance minister said that financial ecosystem has to be inclusive, resilient and sustainable.
I want banking systems. I also want the financial, the markets, the stock markets, the mutual funds, everybody to keep in mind that when someone deals with his money, they will have to think about the future, they meaning the organizations, will have to think about the future and ensure that they nominate their heirs, give the name, legitimate address. Of course, they will be given a chance to change it as many number of times as they want. It's not going to bind them forever. Change of mind can happen. But it is the responsibility, I think, of the organization to make sure that it is not left without a nominee in place.
Finance Minister added that technology is a common tool that can help us build a responsible financial ecosystem. Mr. Sitharaman said, while the government is trying to build a responsible financial ecosystem, we are surrounded by various threats.
The threats to a responsible financial global ecosystem and the global challenges, therefore, build a responsible financial system. But what are the threats? We should be well seized of them. Physical border threats, which are conventional warfare and other things. Cyber threats, you're very adept at understanding it, but the intensity, the unpredictability, and also the depth and access which cyber threats have today. As much as you build firewalls, there are more and more newer ways in which access is being made.
While speaking about global collaboration, Ms. Sitharaman said that we are living in a multipolar, dynamic and robust world which is facing several challenges and hence global collaboration is of utmost importance. She added that while there are calls for deglobalization, we believe that globalization has helped in eradication of poverty. She added that globalization is significant as huge disparities are prevailing over the world, not only in terms of wealth but also in terms of well-being, demography, technology, digital literacy, etc. Teachers' Day has been celebrated throughout the country today. The day is celebrated on the birth anniversary of educationist and former president Dr. Sarvepalli Radhakrishnan. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the National Teachers Award 2023 to 75 selected awardees at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi. From this year, the ambit of the National Teachers Award has been expanded to include teachers of the Department of Higher Education and the Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship. 50 school teachers, 13 teachers from higher education and 12 teachers from the Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship will be awarded this year. The purpose of the National Teachers Award is to celebrate the unique contribution of teachers in the country and to honor those teachers who, through their commitment and dedication, have not only improved the quality of education but also enriched the lives of their students. Each award carries a certificate of merit, a cash award of 50,000 rupees and a silver medal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi saluted the teachers on Teachers' Day for the unwavering dedication and great impact in building country's future and inspiring dreams. Mr. Modi also paid tributes to great educationist and former President of India, Dr. Sarvepalli Radhakrishnan, on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, the Prime Minister also shared highlights from the interaction with teachers at his residence in New Delhi yesterday. Polling is underway for by-elections to 7 assembly constituencies spread over 6 states. Voting, which began at 7 this morning, will conclude at 6 p.m. By-polls have been held in assembly constituencies of Ghosi in Uttar Pradesh, Bageshwar in Uttarakhand, Puthupalli in Kerala, Dhanpur and Boksanagar in Tripura, Dhupguri in West Bengal and Dhumri in Jharkhand. Counting of votes will take place on the 8th of this month. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that Madhya Pradesh has paved the way for the entire country in the direction of tribal welfare. From PESA law to tribal welfare, various schemes have been run in the state. Mr. Shah was addressing a public meeting on the occasion of the launch of BJP's Jan Ashirwad Yatra in Mandla today. He said under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the government started inclusive development along with security of water, forest and land for the welfare of tribal communities. He said that by celebrating the birth anniversary of Lord Birsa Munda as Tribal Pride Day, we started honoring the tribal society.
2014 में मोदी जी बोले मैं 23 में आपके सामने आया हूं ये 9 साल में देश के गरीबों के लिए और आदिवासियों के लिए मोदी जी ने ढेर सारे बदलाव किए जल जंगल और जमीन की रक्षा करेंगे उन्होंने तो नहीं की मोदी जी ने जल जंगल और जमीन के साथ सुरक्षा सम्मान और समावेशी विकास को जोड़कर आदिवासी कल्याण का एक आदिवासी मंत्रालय बनाया.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. India has crossed the milestone of providing 13 crore rural household tap connections. In a social media post, Jal Shakti Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat said, a total of 13 crore families have been given the gift of health and well-being in just 4 years through the Har Ghar Jal scheme. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had announced Jal Jeevan Mission in 2019 with the aim to provide assured tap water supply to every rural home by 2024. At the time of the launch of the mission, only 3 crore rural households had access to tap water. Government has said that over 67% of rural households in the country have access to clean drinking water through taps. Minister of State for Electronics and IT Rajiv Chandrasekhar today said that G20 Digital Economy Ministers meeting has reached on a global consensus on Digital Public Infrastructure, DPI. The G20 Digital Economy Ministers meeting was held last month in Bengaluru. Addressing media in New Delhi on the outcomes of the meeting, Mr. Chandrasekhar said, DPI is a powerful mechanism for every country, especially for the countries from the global south. The minister said during the G20 Digital Economy Ministers meeting, the wide-ranging discussion was held on cyber security to protect businesses. He said the digital economy is increasing in a larger component for the economic progress. Mr. Chandrasekhar said India's digital economy has grown from 4.5% in 2014 to 11% this year.
India's talent, our focus on creating digital skills for our youth is again something that has resonated during these discussions, and I believe many countries are interested in partnering amongst themselves and with India on creating digitally ready, future ready, skilled talent to deal with the challenges and opportunities of the coming decade, which our Honorable Prime Minister refers to as a decade of technology opportunities.
As the day is inching closer for the G20 summit in the national capital on Saturday and Sunday, the preparation has entered in the final leg to make this global summit a historic one. Bharat Mandapam, the main venue of the summit, is all set to showcase a cultural corridor showcasing heritage from the G20 nations. Physical and virtual exhibitions will also be on display, along with the craft market at the gala event. An exhibition themed on India as the mother of democracy has been hosted at the Bharat Mandapam. A report.
A special exhibition highlighting India's democratic traditions will greet the heads of the state and other delegates during the G20 summit. The history of democracy in India can be revisited through 26 interactive panels through which visitors can read content and listen to audio in 16 different languages including English, Japanese, Korean, Chinese, German, French, Russian, Hindi and Bangla. A replica sculpture of the girl from the Sindhu Saraswati civilization rotating on an elevated podium standing in the middle of the hall will be the center of attraction for all. Upon arrival of the delegates, an artificial intelligence avatar will greet them and provide concise overview of the exhibition. The AI anchor will narrate the long history and tradition of the Indian democratic system to the delegates and the heads of the state. Along with this, a huge video screen at the back of the reception will showcase the visuals of India's rich cultural tradition. With Diwakar, Bhupendra Singh, Akashwani News, New Delhi.
Indian Space Research Organization today successfully performed second earthbound orbit raising maneuver of its solar mission Aditya L1. The ISRO, in a post on social media, said its telemetry tracking and command network, ISTRAC, and ground stations at Mauritius, Bangalore, and Port Blair tracked the satellite during this operation. The space agency further added that the next maneuver is scheduled for the 10th of September at around 2:30 a.m. IST. A total of 5 such orbit maneuvering will be performed during the satellite's revolution around the Earth. The new orbit attained is 282 kilometers by 40,225 kilometers. Union Power Minister R.K. Singh has said that India has a huge potential to become the world leader in green hydrogen. Addressing a conference on green hydrogen pilots in India, Mr. Singh said India set up a huge ecosystem to become the hub of green hydrogen in the coming years. The minister said that India is the fastest growing economy in the world, so its energy consumption is also growing very rapidly. Army Chief General Manoj Pandey today interacted with the naval commanders in New Delhi and provided a brief insight into the security situation along the borders. Addressing the Naval Commander Conference, General Manoj Pandey highlighted the current operational environment, Indian Army initiatives towards transformation, joint pursuits with Indian Navy, and other contemporary military matters. In Assam, rising temperatures combined with very high humidity have created heat wave-like conditions since April, with few occasional breaks. Guwahati, Silchar and all other major cities of the state recorded the highest ever September temperature with mercury crossing 39.4 degrees. Russian President Vladimir Putin has refused to restore the Black Sea grain deal. He reiterated that the landmark deal allowing Ukraine to export grain safely across the Black Sea will be restored only after the West meets Moscow's demands on its agricultural exports. The remarks came after meeting with his Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in the Black Sea city of Sochi yesterday. BCCI has announced a 15-member cricket squad for the upcoming 2023 World Cup. The selection panel led by Ajit Agarkar has left out Sanju Samson, Tilak Verma and Prasidh Krishna, who were part of the Asia Cup. Rohit Sharma will lead India in the 2023 ODI World Cup, with all-rounder Hardik Pandya being named as his deputy for the marquee quadrilateral event. KL Rahul and Shreyas Iyer, who returned to the Indian team after long injury layoff, remain part of the squad. India's core team includes the likes of Virat Kohli, Shubman Gill, Jasprit Bumrah, Ravindra Jadeja, Shardul Thakur, Mohammad Siraj and Kuldeep Yadav as they aim to win the second ODI World Cup on home soil. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a two-day visit to Indonesia tomorrow to attend ASEAN-India Summit and East Asia Summit. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman asked banks and financial institutions to ensure customers nominate heirs to help reduce quantum of unclaimed money. Teachers' Day has been celebrated throughout the country today. President Draupadi Murmu to confer a national award on 75 teachers in New Delhi. Polling underway for by-polls to 7 assembly constituencies spread over 6 states. 13 crore rural households given tap water connection with the last 4 years under Har Ghar Jal scheme, says Jal Shakti Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat. And in cricket, BCCI announces Indian squad for the World Cup 2023. And with that, we end the Midday News.